USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Turkey announced Monday it has launched a new offensive against Kurdish militants in northern Iraq. Turkish jets, helicopters, drones, and artillery struck targets belonging to the Kurdish Workers' Party. That group is labeled a terrorist organization by the United States and the European Union. Two teenagers were killed and at least eight people wounded when gunshots broke out early Sunday inside a Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania Airbnb rental house. Pittsburgh Police Chief Scott Schubert.
How can you even have a holiday when your child was involved in something traumatic like this? You know, this is traumatizing to our officers.
The shooting marked the third time in 9 days that gunfire erupted during parties held at Airbnb rentals, including one near Sacramento, California, and another that jolted a suburban Houston, Texas residential neighborhood. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.
Russian aggression has other neighbors worried.
Finland and Sweden have reacted to the Russian invasion of Ukraine by reconsidering an invitation to join NATO, something that has drawn a series of threats from Russia. The Russians say they will deploy nuclear weapons to the region should the pair of countries join the alliance. Recent polls in both of those countries show growing support to join NATO after years of hesitation against joining any military alliance. Senior fellow with the American Enterprise Institute, Elizabeth Braugh, sees fear in Russia's threats. She tells CBS News it doesn't look like either country will let those threats affect their decision-making.
The Russian threats really seem mostly Russian fear of the two joining NATO, like it's using its last tools to try to prevent them from joining, but they are absolutely undeterred. I should say Finland is absolutely undeterred in saying they are having the conversation. They'll decide in a few weeks' time. Sweden hasn't been that clear yet.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
We are USA Radio News.
You clean everything else in your house, why don't you clean the air? It's easy to do with an Eden Pure Thunderstorm air purifier. They're under $200 for a three-pack. You can put one in the kitchen, you can put one in the living room, you can put one in that room that you know you always flush. Go to EdenPureDeals.com, put in my promo code CLASSIC3, and you'll save $200. EdenPureDeals.com, discount code CLASSIC3, and you'll also get free shipping.
Midterms are coming up soon in America. Democrat strategist Donna Brazile on ABC News says the Democrats have smooth sailing at the polls.
All we have to do is wait over the next 37 days as 11 or 12 states hold their primaries. You have big primaries in Ohio and North Carolina, Pennsylvania, where the former president has already tipped the scales in support of one candidate over another. The Republicans are essentially running on fumes. They're running on the energy of 2020, which is the big lie. Democrats are running on an economy that's roaring back, that is fighting inflation, that is helping the Ukrainians. Democrats will run on what they've delivered. Republicans are going to run on the fumes of 2020.
Former Republican Governor of New Jersey, Chris Christie, notes that Democrats are running Washington right now, and the engine needs a tune-up.
We're running on the gas that Joe Biden's giving us at $5 a gallon. That's what we're running on. We're running on $5 gasoline. We're running on 8.5% inflation. We're running on a failed withdrawal from Afghanistan. We are running on a president who and a Democratic Party that their own party, people like Larry Summers and Joe Manchin, just said this week, created disinflation through the rescue plan in January. So I said this last week. I'm more than thrilled for Donna and her group to continue to run on what's happened over the last 15, 16 months. If they do, it will be, I don't know if it'll be a 1994 bloodbath, because I don't think there's enough seats left in play, George, to get to those numbers.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.